Part 1. Chapter 1. In the days when the spinning wheels hummed busily in the farmhouses, one often saw certain small, pale men in the countryside. Among the big, strong farm workers, these men looked like the remains of a disinherited race. The shepherd's dog barked fiercely when one of them walked by, bent under the weight of a heavy pack. And the shepherd himself looked at the pack suspiciously, even though he knew that it only contained linen cloth.
"I don't trust weavers,"
thought the shepherd.
"Who knows? Perhaps the devil helps them with their work."
In that far-off time, the country people were very superstitious. They did not like anything strange or new, and strange men who passed through the village were always viewed with suspicion. The villagers knew nothing of these men's origins. Where were their homes? Who were their fathers and mothers? And how can you trust someone if you do not know who his father and mother were? To the peasants of old times, the world outside their own direct experience was a region of mystery. Even if someone from distant parts settled in the village and lived there for many years, he was still viewed with distrust. The villagers would not have been surprised if, after years of living peacefully among them, he had committed some terrible crime. The linen weavers, who were immigrants from the town to the country, were distrusted even more than ordinary strangers because of their skill. Any kind of cleverness seemed to the villagers to be like witchcraft. They believed that honest people were not very clever. Whenever a linen weaver settled in a village, the local people...